Hello.
Oh, yes, hello. Is this Cheryl?
Yes, it is.
Cheryl, this is David Parker calling you from Notebook Writing. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, David?
I'm doing perfect. Thank you so much for asking,
Sure.
Cheryl. So,
So
that
what's going on
I just watched your.
with all the changes in these people? I was so used to talking to Sheldon and he knew me so well, and you're the third person now, David.
But
I
Sheldon is on
mean,
holidays. He just asked to went. He just went to his hometown due to some family problems. So that's why I'm gonna be the one taking care of the project.
okay, no more Raphael.
Actually, the thing is, Rafael just had an accident last weekend.
Oh, Lord.
He's also not coming these days.
Is
So I'm
he
gonna take care.
okay?
Yeah, he's doing better now, but still, he's not
Okay.
able to come to office.
Oh, that's a shame. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for the concern.
Okay. So, if I were talking to Sheldon, he would know that I am not very good at the computer. He knows, that's how well he knows me,
No
he
worries,
just, he
Cheryl.
knows, yeah. So now you have to learn that I'm not so good at the computer. So, I'm not real sure how much you know about my book, but it was a very devastating time for me, and it somehow still continues to be. And, so reading it and rereading it, really takes time for me to get through it because it just brings back all kinds of stuff. Excuse me. But my, sorry.
Take
I've
your
been
time.
reading it this morning. But my view for this book, which I don't know if you know this, but I actually did the voiceover for the trailer. So that is me on the trailer. So that, that took some time as well. But I did get through it and it doesn't sound all that bad. So my image, my vision for this book is to make it flow like any book. I mean, when we're reading, things just flow.
Got it. Just
And the
like any
team
other book.
really, yes. And the team really worked hard, and I appreciate that. But I want the images, the pictures, to be at the end of every chapter so that the person starts reading chapter one and they get all the way through chapter one. They turn the page and there are the pictures. So now, if they have a question about the pictures, they can go back and refresh their memory. Like, oh my God, that's Cheryl's grandparents and her mom. Wow, so they, that's where Cheryl was born. Okay, we got that. It really does exist. that kind of thing. So I want the pictures to be the last thing they see. I want the words to be the first thing they pay attention to.
All the
Does
pictures
that
at
make
the
sense?
end. It does. So you want all the
Okay.
pictures at the end of each chapter.
Yes. And I think we need to go over the illustrations or the pictures if you have time.
Illustrations. I didn't get it.
No, the pictures,
The
the
pictures.
images.
All right, so I
I
just
think you
opened
and
the
I need
book.
to discuss the images if you have time. I said
Sure,
that
you
wrong.
can.
Okay. All right, so if you're making any notes, image one and two should be in chapter at the end of chapter one. So image 1 and 2 should be at the end of chapter 1.
Image 1 and 2. All right, the one has buildings, if I'm not getting wrong, and the second one is going to be the Mercy Hospital, right?
That's correct.
All right, and at the
end. The only thing I did to image 2 was add the date, which I neglected to do the first time. When I pulled that picture up, it was dated 1949. I have something that I need to send you, of course, you know, where I've made changes in the wording of the images.
Yeah, so it's Mercy Hospital, which date?
1949. But that's all in the changes I made,
I
will be sending you.
All right, so it's going to be image 1, 2, and the third one with your mom and her parents. All of them are
going to
end of the chapter.
My grandparents and my mom, you know what, that probably should be in chapter 1. I wasn't thinking properly.
All right, no worries, you can replace it.
Yeah, chapter 1 should include 3 total images. So it would be image 1, 2, and 3 in chapter 1. I think you're right, David. Yeah. Grandparents and mom.
Your mom and your grandparents.
And I did make changes in that wording as well.
Right now it's written my mom with her parents in 1945.
Okay, so if we're going to, because I'm ready to send all this to you if you're ready to receive it. You know what I'm saying? Wait just a minute. Let me go back. Let me find that's the dedication, Cheryl. Jesus. I'm talking to myself. Okay, where are we? Okay, there's the hospital. Okay, so image 3, I have written under the image my mom's parents, date picture was taken is unknown to me. I don't know when Hassie and Hezekiah, I don't know when their picture was taken, but my mom, I have my mom's parents, date, picture was taken, unknown to me. My mom, in 1945, she was 15. So, I mean, this is all ready to come to you, not where they should be placed, but just the changes in the wording. Am I making any sense at all, David?
Oh, you do, but I'm still confused about the wording, Cheryl.
If I send something to you right now while we're talking, can you bring it up?
Yeah, sure.
So we can. Let me do that because I'll tell you why. That way, as we're talking, you can be looking at what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get this to you. And I probably should have. I did send you, or I didn't send, I forwarded you a message that I had sent to Raphael. I'm probably not saying his name right.
The last email you just sent me regarding the two more pictures and the details.
Yes.
I got it.
Okay. All right, now. Okay, so here, I'm just going to put in the, I'll just put changes to images. Okay. Okay, let me attach it, hopefully. Okay, I'm sending it now. Oops. I think I sent it. Oh, hell no. See, Sheldon would be laughing with me because he knows I'm weird. I can't help it.
No worries.
Tell you what, this is crazy. Let me know if it comes through. If it doesn't come through, I'll resend it. Sometimes my hands just work too fast.
I got it here. Let me open it.
Actually, David, let me start all over since you've got it right now. Go to that saying that I sent
I got
you.
It. I've
what,
opened it here.
Okay. It's right after the dedication. Let's start right at the very, very, very beginning since you have it.
Sure. Give one quick minute.
Okay, so right after the dedication, I wanted that saying, you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. When I opened that up, it like hit me in the face because it was like a whole page of that. So I want it to be smaller, and I want it, why didn't it change in mine? It didn't change in mine. Oh, and I wanted to say, this plaque is in my home. It reminds me that I have the power of creating a more positive outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that? It's before the plaque. Like I said, I'm not good at the computer, so it could be all over the place. I don't know.
Yeah, it's coming above the picture, so you want it to be in the dedication part?
Not in the dedication part, after the dedication page. You guys had it where I wanted it. You had it where
right,
I wanted
it's
it.
It's on the right
the
place, above the picture, just above the picture, after the dedication part.
Well, I truly wanted, I couldn't get the wording to go under the saying. I really wanted the wording, this plaque is in my home. I wanted that to be under the picture, but I couldn't get it there. I don't know.
All right. I will get it then, Cheryl.
Okay. Thank you, David. Okay, so we start with that. All right. Mm-hmm. So then if you scroll through the images, which you, I guess you have to go through the chapters, which I love the pyramids. I think they're beautiful. My favorite color is green anyway. So that's where you have, you know, the image of the Willard, which is fine, the city of Willard. And then the second image, which is the Mercy Hospital. I just added circa 1949. That's all I added to that.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
I got it.
Okay. And then with my parents, listen to me, Jesus. With my grandparents and my mom, that image should be coming up here. Yeah.
My mom's parents' date picture was taken unknown to me, and my mom is in 1945. She was 15.
Yes. Does that sound okay?
Yep, it is. Or I'm
doesn't,
just
okay.
Do,
I don't know how to
send it to the writers, and they're gonna just do the required
or
changes.
I could say date unknown. My mom's parents' date unknown. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, Cheryl. I will just send it to the writing team, and I'll just let them know to rephrase it and do it the correct way.
Okay. Okay. Now we're going to go to the second chapter. Too many kids for one mom.
One more thing, please tell me. You want all the pictures at the end of the chapter, or are they the right
single,
place?
Yes. I want the chapter to just be my story. I don't want it interrupted by any pictures at all.
All right. All
so
of three
when
pictures
the chapter
at
is
the
done.
End of the chapter.
Yes. A different page. Total. I don't want the pictures on a page with words.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Okay, then too many kids for one mom. I'm writing my second book, which is going to be called, Little Girl Lost. And so in image four, you have us as children.
Yes.
But one child is missing.
My siblings
and that's
elementary
leading
school.
Into my next book, because I also put that while writing the chapter. I also put my mom had, you know, so many kids by when I was born, and then I put but one child is missing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's leading into that next book, which is Little Girl Lost. So
mm-hmm.
here you have the
kids. Are you writing the second
kids.
Book right now?
Pardon me?
Are you writing the second book?
Uh-huh, yeah. And also the third one, Love, A Letter
great.
To the One I Thought I Loved.
That's great, Cher.
There's five books in my head.
And this is
my
one.
Head is so full, David.
So this is the first one that we are
yes.
editing right now?
Yes. This is Can I Go Yet? This is the one the trailer's all made up for. This is the one I paid for Google something or other, you know, to be.
Yeah, I just did a little review over
uh-huh.
the previous messages.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so you see image four where I just added one child missing, right?
Yep, I got it here.
Okay, all right. Now, here we go. Image five, get rid of that. Totally, completely. I don't even want that.
My siblings and me all grown up.
Yeah, just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I love my family, but we don't need that in the book.
All right. Then we have image six here, my siblings and me, our senior pictures, Sid, Billy, Marilyn. It's Marilyn or Mary Lee?
It's like Marilyn, we roll along, roll along, roll along. Have you ever heard that song as a nursery rhyme? Marilyn, we roll along.
I got it.
It's Marilyn.
M-A-R-R-I-L-E-E. Me.
Yes. So I'm Sid's at the very top, I'm at the very bottom. And
mm-hmm.
then the three in the middle. It's just a little collage, you know, just to show them that we did make it to adulthood, you know.
All right.
So the only thing in image six, I just added the names.
Got it. And you also want
okay.
all of these three pictures at the end of chapter two, right?
Yes. Right.
Perfect.
You're going to delete image five, so it ends up being two.
You want to delete the
so
image five?
So image five we're getting rid of totally. Just delete it.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want image five there at all. So now image six becomes image five, I guess, right?
It is.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. So now we skip to chapter five.
Not chapter three.
There's nothing in chapter three for images.
Just a minute. I didn't see that. Just one minute.
I don't think there is. There shouldn't be.
Let me just check.
Okay.
Chapter three, student life traumas. Nope. No picture here. Chapter four, not so perfect teen years. Nothing there. Chapter five, not kidnapped.
Not kidnapped. That's where we start
mm-hmm.
the pictures again.
Yeah. Image seven, which is now image six, and says Sid.
And that's the only thing I wanted to say. They've already read the words in chapter five. They've already read my story.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just showing them Sid. Here's Sid's senior picture. Here's Sid's letter. Here's Sid's jersey.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So I just wanted to say Sid. The next one then
is image.
I believe is yeah.
Nancy.
And they were correct. The writers were correct mm-hmm. in putting Nancy on the left, and I am on the right. And I did put in the little comment, they said, please confirm who's on the left and right side. And I said, this is correct. So.
Perfect.
And then it's my brother's accident. Now, this is where I messed up. Okay, because the words are like, I don't know what I said in the very beginning, and I apologize because sometimes when I'm thinking, I think too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But so on image 9, which now becomes image 8, is that correct? No.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I said images of what Sid's car accident may have looked like in September 1966. We were not allowed to go to Strucker Road and see where he was buried in the ditch. We were not allowed to do that as a family. I mean, yeah, public can do whatever they want, but my mom and stepdad held us back from going there to see that. So this is just an image of what, you know, It's the car. It's the same kind of car. It's a red Midget MG, and I just put the state of highway patrolman in there because he's the one that did the emergency tracheotomy, and then he met the ambulance. So that's why I have that little collage like that.
Got it. And it's written
okay.
Down images of what Sid's accident may have looked like in September 1966.
Yes. Yes.
Then we have image 10, which is now image 9, and
yes.
It's interview after the accident.
Yes, and I have to tell you, I
mm-hmm.
don't remember this. My sister, the book that's coming out next, that sister that I didn't know I had, she had this, so she sent it to me. So I was very happy that he had his MSU football because, you know, that does. There are some people who are going to be very critical and you know, they're going to say bad things or negative things. But mm-hmm. this proves that Sid was, you know, at Morehead State, Kentucky, and just shows some of his awards that he got. That's all. And then we go to, let's see, not kidnapped. That doesn't have any pictures in it.
That was a chapter 5. That has 3 pictures. 4 pictures.
Not kidnapped has 4 pictures?
Yep, not kidnapped
oh.
is the chapter 5.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I am so sorry.
No worries.
Okay.
So the
okay.
next is going to be chapter 6, image
yeah.
11, which is now image 10. And the Sandusky, Ohio drive-in theater.
Yeah, it's not, somebody called it a driveway. It's not a driveway. And I know I put the word rape in there when I sent it, but when I read it, I went, oh, God, no, I don't want that. So image 11, which is now 10, like you said, the Sandusky, Ohio drive-in theater. And then just get rid of where I was raped. That's all.
Got it.
Okay.
Chapter 7, the married life.
Oh, wait, and you know what else? I'm sorry, David. You know what else? That's, wait a minute. So that chapter is also going to have Debbie's picture, which I sent you or I forwarded to you. And Marilee's picture, because I was raped on Debbie's birthday, and I had a little boy on Marilee's birthday. So those two pictures, after they read the chapter, they're going to say, she has a sister on the day she was raped. She had, you know, that really happens, and yeah, it really happened. So I just wanted to see Marilee and Debbie's picture, which you will put right after the drive-in theater picture.
All right, so the
Okay.
drive interior picture, it's going to be image 10. And then we are going to have the Debbie's birthday and Mary Lee birthday, the two
Yes.
pictures you sent me on the other email.
Yes.
Right? It's going to be image 11, the Debbie's, and image 12, the Mary Lee.
Okay. You learned her name pretty quick, young man.
Thank you. I'm just
That's a very difficult name to say. Let's see. And then chapter 7, The Married Life. See, what did I do there? Oh, okay. I think I changed the wording on that one. Let me get to that. The Married Life. Oh, I
Yep.
did. It's a collage
Yep.
of.
On chapter 7, The Married Life, it says a collage of our 1971 wedding,
Yes.
1996, renewal.
Vow renewal. We just renewed our vows.
Yeah, vow renewal and my and Billy's senior pictures and our daughter.
Yes.
All right, got it there.
Okay.
And
Thank
then
you. And
chapter
chapter
eight.
8 is, yeah, there's going to be a lot of pictures at the end of chapter 8, but it's going to be the way that I want them placed. Adam has been very important to me in these last couple years. So Adam is going to be, at the very, very end. So I think, well, anyway, we'll get there. All right, the first picture you see is my nursing picture. It says image 13. That you see that?
Just give me one quick moment.
Okay.
Chapter 7 is going to be the same, just the editing and the wording. And now on chapter 8, it's image 13. Yeah, graduation picture.
Yes, from Providence Hospital School of Nursing, May 1986.
All right, Debbie. I'm sorry. All right, Cheryl. And
Gosh, you learned my sister's name quick, too. Okay, and then the next one would be my daughters and me.
yep, chapter image 14, my
Yes.
daughter's and me. And
And.
technically, it's going to be image 15.
Okay.
Because we have removed one picture from chapter 2 and added two in chapter 6.
Oh, yes, that's correct. Okay. I'm glad you're keeping up with it
Yep,
because
I'm writing,
I
also
did
writing
not.
a note over here for
Okay.
the editors so that there's going to
Thank
be
you,
no
David.
mistake.
You're a real pleasure to talk to. Thank you.
Likewise, Cheryl.
Okay. So now. The next picture you see is Adam, and that's Adam being Adam. He's just nuts. Okay, so that says image 15. I don't want that there. I want it. First, I want my dad's picture. I
Okay.
don't think we've seen my dad's yet.
I just saw him.
Okay, so
Just for that.
I want my dad before Adam.
All
Even
right.
though, the where you have it placed, where the team placed it, does say something about Adam. And like I said, I know they worked very hard, but they're all going to be at the end of the chapter. So I want my dad before Adam.
All right, and all of them pictures are going to be at the end, right?
At the end of every chapter, yeah.
Yep.
With
All right.
no words on it, just,
Got it.
The chapter is going to end, and then when they turn the page, they'll see the pictures.
That's picture before Adam.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Even though, like I said, they placed them perfectly, but still, just the way I want it. There's my dad.
Then after that, it's going to be your grandsons and your moms.
Yes.
All right, got it.
And then after that, do you remember asking me about the pictures labeled home and home two?
Nope.
In your email, you said you didn't know where to place the pictures that were, or maybe it was the team that said that. They didn't know where to place the pictures of home and home two. Well, home is, I think it's me with a big hat on. You can't see my eyes. You just see the bottom part of my face. So it's me with the hat on at the beach. And then it's the pilings in the surf at the beach. That's why I said home. I'm home now. I want those before Adam as well. So pictures of me with my hat on and the pilings with the surf will come before Adam. So after the grandsons.
After the grandsons, it's going to be the last picture. And it says, me, Adam, and his daughter, Righty.
Okay, you're way ahead of me. You're way ahead of me. The picture in your email to me. Let me see if I can bring that up.
Let me also bring it up on the end.
Let me see. Is it in this one? No, this is just saying where you're going to call me. Okay. Is this it? No. Where the heck? Maybe this is it. You know what? Maybe it was Raphael's. No, it wasn't Raphael's.
Yeah, it might be from Raphael or might be from Sheldon. Just take your time.
I have way too many emails from everybody. Oh, that's where it says he's on vacation. Had to be after that. It has to be after December 6th because he's just saying acknowledgments did say. So, something after December 6th. Let's see. Well, I cannot seem to find it, and I know I haven't deleted anything. Gee, David, you could have had a lunch break.
That's all right.
Take your time.
Take your time. You can find it. No worries.
Okay. Daggone it. So let's go from December 9th. Let's see. Can you see everybody's email by chance or not? Like, if I do find it, would you be able to see it?
I'm unable. You can, if you find it, just forward it to me, if that's possible.
Okay.
Because I'm not able to see everyone's email. Let me check if I can access to Sheldon's email. Do you know, have you sent the pictures to like Rafael or to Sheldon?
The pictures. Who did I send those to? Uh-oh, I found it. It was from you on Monday, December 12th at 1:14 p.m. And it says, we haven't included, it says note to client. So it must be from the team. Okay. We haven't included two images titled Home and Home 2 as we weren't sure where to place them.
All right.
So please specify.
Just a minute. I got the email on my end. Let me just pull out the other tab.
So should I find the pictures and send them to you? Is that what you want me to do?
Let me try to find it. Just give me a minute. Sure.
Okay.
Cheryl, have you sent all the images to Sheldon? Is it one file or you send them separately?
I thought I sent them to Raphael, all of them.
Just a minute. Is it possible for you to send them again?
Let me see if I can. I've been trying to find them. Isn't that terrible? I probably should just go to my computer and. Oh, wait. No, that's the senior picture. Oh, yeah, it isn't. Okay. Shoot. All right, this one I will forward to you. And I had sent it to Raphael. Yes. So, how am I going to forward that one? It's not showing me. Oh, golly. This is crazy. I wish I was smarter than I am.
You are. You already are.
Okay, let's see. Okay, let me see if I can forward this here. No, I cannot. Why is that? That's fine. I think I'm going to start crying here in a second. No, I'm not. Not really. Oh, wait. Here. I can do it. I think. Forward. To David. You know, when I first heard your name, David, mm-hmm. I thought of Superman. Because, you know, Superman, his last name was Parker. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm sending it now, and I didn't put any kind of heading on it. I just put it to you and hopefully forwarded it. Hopefully. We'll see. Let me know if you get anything at all.
Sure, sure. Haven't got anything. I got it.
Okay.
The home to and home, the two pictures, right?
Yeah. So the home to shows the pilings with the surf. Is that?
Yep.
Are you seeing that?
Mm-hmm.
And
I
then
am.
Home. Yeah, it just shows kind of like half of me.
It's you with the hat?
Yes.
All right.
So I want I want those after the grandsons.
Just a minute. All right, home and home two after the grandson's image. Got it here.
Okay. And then the next picture would be Adam.
You, Adam, and his daughter, Riley. Right?
Yes.
All right.
And we're then the picture with Adam's arms out, that's got, I want any picture with Adam after me in the hat. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, so, just be at the end, right?
Yes, yes.
Let me just, so it's going to be your dad pictures, then
there
will be Adam's picture, Adam being Adam. Then we are going to have the grandson's picture.
Okay, stop. No. My blood family will be before anything of Adam. So it'd be my dad's picture.
Okay.
And then my grandson's.
All right.
Right?
Just a minute. Let me just write it down.
The easiest way to do it is the last four pictures are going to be South Carolina. So Adam with his, that last four pictures of the book will be anybody who is African American and me in my hat and the pinelings.
Let me repeat.
That's the last four.
Yeah. Let me say it's going to be you with your daughters. Then your dad's picture, then there's going to be the grandson's picture, correct?
Yes, yes.
Then you'll have the Adam's picture, then home, the home two one, right? After
yes, so far so good.
Two, then your picture, the home with the hat, and at the very end, it's going to be you, Adam, and Riley.
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. Got it.
Phew. Give me some wine. And I don't mean attitude. I mean a glass of wine.
Sorry, I got it. All right, Sharon. So, is that all?
Lord, I hope so. This book has got to be getting out to the public soon because I've like had enough of reading it myself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mega. And you've also said, like, it's just not my vision. I appreciate the work you and your team have done. So is it just all regarding the pictures and the text, or is there anything else?
Oh, no, it was just where the pictures were placed, honey.
With the pictures?
The team has always done a wonderful job.
Thank you so much.
They've
sir.
Always
thank
listened to so me and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just the placement of the pictures, that's all. My vision is for them to read the chapter first. And then when they turn the page, they see pictures. So, you know, I don't want anything to interrupt the reading, I guess.
Does that make sense? It does.
Okay,
so it's
cool.
Going to be all the pictures in all the chapters are going to be at the end. And let me just give you a recap. In chapter 6, in chapter 2, you have deleted the image 5.
Yes.
And all the way to chapter 6, you have added the after driving the cinema picture. It's going to be two pictures that you just sent me, the Debbie from the birthday and the Mary Lee birthday.
Yes.
Those two images. And
yes.
In chapter 8, it's going to be your picture with your daughters, then your dad's picture, then your grandson's picture, then Adam, then home two, then home you with the hat, and at the end you with your with Adam and Kylie.
Yes.
Perfect. Got the sequence here. I've also write it down. I'm explain it to the writing team and the editor as well, so there's going to be no mistake at all. So we can just finalize the book as soon as possible.
Phew, sounds good to me. Have you seen the cover of the book that Sheldon made up?
I haven't yet.
No? Okay. I just wondered.
Is the cover finalized?
Uh-huh.
Just,
it was, you know, black and white. And
just a minute.
Not glossy.
Let's just check it here if I can find it in the files. I can see the trailer here.
Because I haven't seen it since they asked me if I wanted the matte or the glossy. So I didn't know if I was supposed to see it before then.
Just give me one quick minute. Let me just pull out. Sure, the book cover. Cheryl, I got three covers here in different colors.
You have three?
Yep. That was the recent one. Or should I just send you all of them?
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Just a minute. I can see Sheldon's comment here. Fix the title, make it plain. No symbol. All right. I'm going to sending you the recent one.
Okay.
Just a minute. All right, Cheryl, please check your email. I just sent you the book cover, the recent one I got.
Nothing yet.
Have you got it?
Mm-hmm. Not yet. I refreshed my page.
It will be coming.
Oh, here we are, right now. Okay, let's see here. Absolutely not. That is not the, no.
That's not the right
one? It's supposed to be all black and white.
All right, beside the colors, do you want any other changes?
It's hard for me to say because all I'm seeing is the color and, I don't. I can't even talk. No, that I just want black and white, and so even the wording would be the white. It wouldn't be yellow or mustard or whatever that is.
How about the font, the text style, the placement, everything?
I mean,
the design, do you have any changes?
Yeah, it looks like I'm left-handed, but I think it's just the way the door, you know, is colored. That's because, I don't know. It looks back. Something about it looks, I can't even look at it.
All right.
I
do this and let the designer know to do it black and white.
Yeah, fully black and white. And
I'll share it with
you. I like what he did,
mm-hmm.
you know, with, you know, like the hands trying to hold me back, you know, and I just can't seem to go forward. You know, I like that. But I can't even, I don't know, I can't even see the vision of the cover when it's in color like this. I know that's odd. That might be odd to say, but.
So what I'm asking
is
the concept, is the idea. Do you like it? Is it correct? Should I just get it done in black and white?
I think it's correct because, I mean, you can see the face, you can see the hands
mm-hmm.
holding me back, you can see the action in the cover with, you know, with the way everything is, the movement of the cover, you can see that. So I think, you know, the concept is good. I don't like the color. It's such a serious book, David. I guess that's what I want to get across, is how serious this book is and how devastating it was to my life and still continues to be. And I don't know. We'll see what the next one looks like. I can't believe Sheldon put that as the final one when I told him. No color.
All right, sure. So
I will just
get done in the black and white. Anything
Please
else?
Don't think me negative. I don't want to be negative.
So anything else?
No, I don't think so.
All right, then.
I'm looking forward to getting this done.
I'll share all the details with the team.
Okay.
And once I get the revised file for the book cover and the book, I'm going to be sharing it with you.
Okay. Thank you so much, David. You've been a pleasure to talk to, and I appreciate your patience with me.
Nice talking to you.
Take care.
All right. Hope you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.